everybody. Welcome to episode 109 of the Game Over Nation podcast. I am your fill-in host, Hanukkah Harden, a.k.a. Ryan De La Rosa. And alongside me is Gabe Philbin.
I believe my formal title is Boxing Day Barkley.
Oh, sorry. Boxing Day Barkley and Dylan Rausch.
LeBronica.
LeBronica. Ho-ho-hoops, everybody. Thanksgiving is over, and it's time to get ready for Christmas or Hanukkah or Boxing Day or whatever.
Christmas, the pilgrims. Basketball.
Yeah. Everyone forgot about the pilgrims already.
No one cares about pilgrims.
Nope. No one cares. So, we're on that Christmas creep.
We on that Christmas grind, that Xmas grind.
Did you guys go get anything for on Black Friday?
I didn't leave my house from Wednesday night to Monday morning.
Oh.
Man.
Well.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because Dylan is Snow White. No sun for that man.
I haven't seen sunlight. And that was the best part. I still haven't seen the sun because I went to work when it was nighttime out, or still dark out, and then I went home when it was dark out.
Hey, that's how I work. Uh-huh. It totally sucks.
So I don't know what the sun looks like anymore.
Well, I can't imagine it's changed too much.
Probably not.
I wouldn't know. Is it red yet? Are we dying
yet?
The sun?
What? Oh.
Are we dying?
No, this ain't sunshine.
Oh, that movie.
That movie.
See, you start off like, yeah, that movie. Because it's kind of like how the movie it goes. It starts off really exciting, and then you're like, oh, yeah.
I love that movie through and through. So
you're a terrible movie person.
Yep. Fuck me.
You like your favorite movie is Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. What of it?
I think my copy of Scott Pilgrim is all jacked up. Like I got it for the
store. I'll buy you another one.
It was the last copy they had, and it was the case was all cracked. And I took it anyway, and it turns out the disc was all scratched. So and I didn't even open it and try to watch it until like 3 months later, so there's no way I can return it. It's like, aww. Well, I guess I'm stuck with this.
Well, the case is in such a piece of shit.
It's okay, Ryan.
But the movie is just as terrible.
I've got an unopened copy of There Will Be Blood.
That movie sucks.
Oh, you're
I haven't seen that movie.
Asshole.
I just know you like it. It's got Paul Dano in it.
Classic Paul Dano.
Paul Dano's the shit.
I do like Paul Dano.
Who's Paul Dano?
Paul Dano?
How do you...
Paul Dano's in everything, yet you never realize it's Paul Dano.
Yeah. Like, you know Girl Next Door?
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that wears the fencing mask.
He's the Klitz.
He's the Klitz, yeah.
That guy.
He's in Looper.
Looper,
Cowboys and Aliens,
Ruby Sparks, Little Miss Sunshine.
What else is he in? He's in
There Will Be Blood.
There certainly will.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't wait. Did you say you bought anything, Gabe?
I tried.
Yeah,
but. But, like, the fucking TV that I wanted went on sale at goddamn, like, 4 in the morning for, like, 30 minutes.
Thanks, Amazon. I saw one that I still kind of want that's still on sale at Best Buy, but I don't know. I'm just going to wait. My TV in my living room is starting to have some issues, so.
Well, I need furniture. So
yeah, that's probably important.
Yeah, which I was really looking forward to buying today, but then I got a faulty paycheck.
Are you even sure?
Yes, I'm sure that it is incorrect.
Well, just cash it anyway. And then if they, if anything happens,
just go with it.
But no, the worst they'll do is be like, "Hey, we overpaid you. Pay us this money back." Like,
oh no, I spent it on gambling.
Well, see, then you're a dum-dum. Just cash it, because you need your fucking money, and then...
Make your paper, boo-boo.
Yeah. In fact, they'll get their money back. They'll just come ask you for it. You're not breaking any laws unless you steal it.
Back on the subject of Black Friday, I did see
Gabe
that some...
made off with tens of dollars.
You're never gonna catch me.
And then Dylan cues the Unsolved Mysteries music.
I really wish I had that guy's voice. Whatever his name was.
Unsolved Mysteries, man.
Unsolved Mysteries guy. What was his name?
Are you Googling that right now?
I am. Robert Stack. I wish I had Robert Stack's name. I mean, voice.
And name, why not?
These are unsung. And I'm like, whoa, look at that deep voice. I'm like, I can't even do it. I can't even do it.
Doo-doo-doo. Not even close.
Not even close, baby.
Okay, so back to your.
I saw that Black some Friday. Places were like, yeah, we've got next-gen consoles in stock for Black Friday. And then they were gone.
And they probably also were not on sale.
No, they weren't on sale. They were being sold, is, I believe, the proper terminology. Mm-hmm. And I saw a GIF of PS4s, and it was like, at the second the store opens, there's just like a pallet of PS4s in like the back, and everyone's like power walking because I'm sure someone instructed them not to run. Everyone's just power walking. The first guy just grabs his, goes. Second guy gets his, goes. Third guy stumbles a bit, and then everybody falls. And then it's just a fucking mosh pit for PS4s.
Which is also funny, because I guarantee the next day they probably had more. Like, they've all been, both companies have been pretty adamant. Yeah, we'll have plenty in stock through the holiday season.
Fat chance. Probably just,
they probably will.
We'll see.
Yeah.
If they do, I'll probably get one of them. I don't know which one yet.
I gotta tell you this, man. Controlling my TV on the Xbox One is pretty baller.
Well, I don't have TV.
Well, not yet.
Well, I mean, like, cable. I'm never gonna have cable.
That's pretty cool. But it does, like, going between all the apps is pretty seamless. It works pretty well. I was really surprised at how well it works.
Will it respond to Xbox instead of
Xbox? I have no idea. I haven't tried it. I'm not gonna say no though.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm a little disappointed I didn't get anything. Oh no, wait, I did get something. I got PSN Plus for $25 a year worth.
Yeah, I got it for 30.
Yeah.
And then they shut down the redemption thing, so I thought Amazon done fucked me. they didn't.
I've been fucked before. Oh, that.
Oh.
Sorry, Ryan.
Oh.
No, it worked. I eventually got my PS Plus to work.
Mm. They're actually sending me the physical card.
Oh.
It's Groupon, so it's gonna take like 4 weeks.
your PS Plus will expire before it gets here.
Yeah, probably.
Make sure that auto renews turned off.
Uh huh.
For what?
PS Plus.
Oh, I should probably cancel mine. I don't even play my PlayStation anymore, other than fighting crime.
Fighting crime is Cat Lord.
Lord Cat.
Speaking of which. We've started our hero brigade.
Yeah, Javi today is telling me to download
DC Universe.
DCUO, and yeah. I'm like, I don't know, man. I did that once, and it took 45 hours, and then,
yeah,
it wasn't fun.
It was, like, fast for me, and by fast I mean it took 3 hours to download.
You, come on, Ryan, you're passing up the chance to play with Lord Cat and Steel Chair Mike, ex-wrestler.
And Thunder Pants. Don't forget about Thunder Pants.
Like, the whole time I'm playing as the ex-wrestler, I'm just, in my head, I've got JR from the WF in my head.
Just, see,
God damn it! God damn it!
Yeah, so
Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
I don't know, like, quite a bit. Like, up until about level 8 or 9. Which I guess is about an hour or two.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot.
No, I guess not when I put it that way. But, you know, I mean, it's dumb and clunky and the menus suck, but it's like, heh, I'm a superhero. It's like okay, and that's enough.
And that was, well, it was, I wouldn't say fun, but it was a thing. It was a thing I did.
It was definitely not this time when I started playing. And it is now a different time, so it got that done. And
yes, then, I did kill some time with that.
Gabe's gonna be playing WoW with me.
Nope.
Yup.
Nope.
Yup.
Nope.
Gabe doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
No.
Scream louder if you want to go faster.
The fuck are you talking about?
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Not now. I might have. But not now.
It's from Giant Bomb.
Oh. I listen every week, but I must not have. Must not have caught that.
Oh. But other than that, video games wise, I haven't been playing too much. We got the VGXs to look forward to, though.
Man, I can't believe I did not know that was this weekend, but I'm kind of excited.
Dude,
because,
I'm so hyped.
Because that show is so dumb, but we'll watch
it. Dude, it's video games the 10th now. Like, so hype.
Oh, man. So hot. So hot. It's going to be
so dozer. Awesome.
With according to Gabe, the worst nominations ever.
I didn't say that.
Kind of did.
I laughed at them.
Right.
Which, I mean, who doesn't?
We should, I don't know if we're going to, are we going to watch it like we suit up again?
Well, Javi and I and Devin are going to be in the same location to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want that to be a thing.
Is it Friday?
Saturday. So you know it's going to be good.
You got to have a wristband.
But yeah, it's always fun to live stream that. And I mean, we can invite some people to a Google Hangout. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, why the hell not? I'm down.
Yeah.
I will not be having a party for it, believe it or not.
I thought you were going to say wear pants.
I probably won't do that.
I'm pretty sure that's what we did last year.
Yeah, last year I was wearing a suit top with no pants.
Oh yeah,
I got away with it till I got thirsty and had to get off the couch. You couldn't see anything until I stood up.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Dude, how can you not be so hyped for them? We're probably going to see more Uncharted. Square Enix says they're going to show. Like two trailers from Square Enix. You know
two trailers for their shitty fucking franchises that are complete.
You know
garbage.
How much glitter is gonna be in them trailers? So much glitter.
Fuck Square Enix, their games all suck. Fuck.
But
fuck
what about
Uncharted.
Dissidia? What if it's Dissidia though?
Fuck that too.
Why? Dissidia is so good.
Sorry, Gabe.
It's okay. No one likes the games I like anyway.
You're damn right.
And how?
You're not wrong there, Tim.
Well, shit, man, as far as video games go.
News are kind of dry.
Yeah, I mean, until it blows up this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even going to be home Saturday.
Where are you going, sucker?
I'm moving Saturday.
Oh, right. I feel like they're pretty early, too. I feel like they're going to start at, like, 6 o'clock Eastern.
Even better. I'm not even going to be in... Yeah, I'm not going to be around. Yay.
Yay. All right, so so no one else is playing anything that's new?
Zelda.
You've been playing that Zelda.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing as well.
I actually bought the 3DS bundle.
I wish I got that. Fuck,
I want a 3DS XL. I bet you do, Gabe. Maybe you should use
that
paycheck. I don't
really know why I want a 3DS XL. Because I don't really play my 3DS anymore.
You don't play your 3DS because it sucks to hold.
Yeah, that too.
That's precisely why I didn't.
God damn it, Russell Wilson threw a pass to someone that's not Stephen Hauschka. Why didn't you throw a pass to Stephen Hauschka?
You son of a bitch.
No, seriously, holding the XL is so much better.
And
yeah, I really like the XL.
I think I'll just get like a Circle Pad Pro.
No, dude, no. It's the XL.
But like the XL doesn't have a second analog stick.
And? You know how many games utilize the second analog stick?
Luigi's Mansion, though.
You want a Circle Pad Pro? I'll send you mine.
For reals, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just send it with Javi and Rachel's gift.
Cool.
Same box. They won't know why is this?
What is this?
Why did he send us this? And I won't say a
we
thing.
Both have 3DS XLs.
And I won't say a thing.
Yeah, and they'll just fucking throw it away. Or give it to Johnny to chew on.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's something about Seattle and the dogs here that they just lose control of their bladders when I'm around. Because when I was with Javi and Rachel, Johnny was just too scared of me that whenever like I would approach him, he would piss himself. Doug and I accidentally made pee himself one time. And then Thanksgiving, Layla, like, full-blown pissed all over my, like, not tinkle. Like, she was just sitting on my lap, you know, we're just playing a card game, me, Surge, and Vu, and then Layla just, like, opens up fucking floodgates down my thigh. Like, I didn't even notice for a while, I was just, like, sitting there, I was like, my leg feels, like, warmer. It's probably just because Layla's sitting there. And then I put my hand down, I was like, oh, fucking Layla, piece of shit. That dog pees everywhere. That was the third time she peed in that house that day.
Somebody take that dog outside.
We did.
No, we never take her outside, but...
But...
Gotta take that gate outside.
She should be able to hold it.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing Zelda, and I really like the... man, the way it controls, it feels really, really good. And it looks really good, and it's just fun, man. I don't like having to take the stylus out every now and then. That's annoying.
Well, you have a 3DS XL, and the stylus location makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it is much better.
Yeah, what the hell? I can actually pull it out without like having to reach around the whole console.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's even worse because it's like... You've got the screen is right there, so there's no easy way to get to it.
You know what Nintendo should do from now on?
What?
Just release the XL first.
But then they can't make money. Twice.
I bet they
like
would
they did with Ryan.
See,
and you.
I bet they would make more money from more people saying, hey, that's a good design. I should buy it.
They made the 2DS.
Oh yeah,
is that even out yet?
Huh?
Is that even out yet?
Dude, that's been out. That was out like a week after they announced it.
Oh fuck! Though.
That thing has been on shelves for a while.
Gabe, you should get it and tell us how it is.
No, my paycheck's gonna be used for a couch. Thank you very much.
A couch and WoW.
That's it. I'm just gonna buy a couch and then just spend the rest on League of Legends.
No, I said WoW.
Yeah, well, They can't all be winners still.
See, Gabe doesn't realize my Christmas gift to him is just going to be a bunch of WoW subscriptions.
Jesus Christ.
So he's going to have to play.
If you do that, I will play. I will play.
I'm going to do it.
Get me into the Hearthstone beta first.
You want my beta copy?
Yes.
Here, have it.
I don't think it works that way.
Here, have it. It's not that great, Gabe. You're not missing much.
I want it.
It's okay. Yeah. Get me into the Heroes beta then.
Okay. Well, I guess now we can take time to honor our great icon of some of our favorite movies. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker passed away, man. That was kind of sad.
It was. Was it on Sunday that happened?
I guess it was like. Yeah, it would have been like Sunday morning. It was Saturday night. Saturday night.
Because yeah, I was just like.
Or Saturday sometime. Like I saw the reports come out, and then I didn't. Like no one knew if it was true, and like apparently there had been some kind of hoax surrounding him, like earlier in the week or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't read too much about it, but either way, he is dead.
Yeah, motherfucker's only 40.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. And in a car accident, which was a little weird, but
yeah, and the poor guy that also died in that car accident that
no one
cares about. Sorry, yeah. Bro.
But I know you guys probably watched more Fast and Furious than I. Well, you guys definitely watched more Fast and Furious than I have.
Well, my favorite one is the one that Paul Walker's actually not in.
Oh, yeah. But,
he's not in one of them?
He's not in Tokyo Drift.
Oh, right.
Which was the shitty one. Yeah.
Arguably
the worst one. Actually, no. Too Fast, Too Furious is the worst one. But shit, man, that first Fast and Furious, I was like, oh man, that one's so good. Live your life a quarter mile at a time. He's in my face.
I'm in your face.
Like, God, like the number of quotes that we take from that movie.
Yeah, it is definitely a staple of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And, Independence Day. Yeah, man. So, what else do you want to say about it, Gabe? Go ahead.
I don't know, man. I wanted to give my boy a shout out.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say he's earned it on this show.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. People have been complaining about jokes being. I haven't seen too. I'm sure they're out there. I haven't seen. Too
they're
many
out
people
there.
Talking trash.
Things I saw on Twitter, like where I clicked the hashtag, like RIP Paul Walker.
Ooh, like, yeah, that probably. Got
well,
ugly.
No, it's like. Most of them that I didn't, like, go deep into it, but, like, most of them were just like, R.I.P. Paul Walker, you're so hot.
Oh.
It's like...
Cool.
I mean, that's... If I were to go, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be down.
Yeah. So
you can remember me for being hot. That's fine by me.
Yeah.
But geez, man. So is there any news in the gaming world?
No.
No.
The video games the 10th they're on this Saturday.
That's such a stupid name.
I don't know what it's actually called. That's my name for it.
You said VGX, right?
Yeah, VGX.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
That's stupid, too.
Stupid.
Everything about them is stupid, which is why I like them so much.
I wonder who they're going to get to stand up there and do
does anyone know
Warcraft puns again.
Yeah, who's hosting?
I don't know, man.
Are they just going to like say fuck it and no one's going to host?
We can only hope.
Yeah, just let, no one
just,
talks
the
whole
out,
time.
They call out all the hosts, all the presenters at once, and then they all talk over each other, And then it's over in 30
oh,
seconds.
Oh, awesome. It's Jeff it's Jeff Keighley.
Oh,
oh no. Doritos everywhere. Doritos for everybody.
He should just like
and you get Doritos.
He should just
and you
own
get
that and come out on stage wearing a Dorito Pope hat.
I wonder if they're gonna make a joke about it.
I don't know, but any other presenters this year? Are we blessed with Felicia Day hitting watermelons?
There's so many memories.
God, that's fucking terrible.
It's so good.
I hate the VGAs. I'm just gonna drink that night in my new apartment with no bed.
I know that feel, bro.
I'm not even getting an air mattress. I'm just gonna sleep.
Just gonna rough it.
I'm gonna sleep in my sleeping bag until I get a new mattress.
Get an air mattress for like $30.
Yeah, but then I have to blow it up. I'm gonna
plug it into a wall.
I'm gonna light a fire in the middle of it and have a campfire with a sleeping bag around it.
All right. Well, okay. So Jeff Keighley has actually enlightened us with a bit of knowledge about the VGXs.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. He said that you'll be able to watch them on like PS3, PC, blah blah blah, all that crap. He's most excited for quote unquote some elements we haven't announced yet. Wow.
Of the show?
I don't know.
Or of like...
That's the whole quote.
That's really weird. I don't know what that means.
Oh boy.
Will we see Wolfenstein: The New Order at VGX? Nope. Don't think so.
So are they going to announce the next Xbox?
Yes. Xbox okay. 2 coming out.
No, there's actually another Wii.
T-W-O.
Nintendo had us all along. Their next-gen console has yet to be announced. Coming in 2018.
We're all suckers.
It's the Wii U to you. The Wii U to you. Yay.
So Tim Schafer of Double Fine actually has some news to share at the VGXs that he's been saving for a while. Psychonauts 2 confirmed.
Wait, who said that?
Tim Schafer. Said he has some news to share at the VGX.
Yeah, it's going to be... Okay. Oh, yeah, we still aren't going to finish that Kickstarter game.
It's going to be... Please,
we need
more
money.
They're making a console.
They're
making an Android-based console.
Can I just cancel my Kickstarter thing there?
Nope. You've got all your money.
You know, I gave $20 to the Wasteland 2 one, and you know what they gave me? They already gave me Wasteland 1.
They gave you something.
Yeah, I know. I actually got some out of this.
This, they gave you the documentary.
Oh.
That's cool.
A documentary?
Yeah. It's like...
I guess.
I don't even like interesting documentaries.
I don't like documentaries that I can watch without wanting to hurt myself.
Okay, so there's a rumor that there's a Tomb Raider related announcement.
Hey, cool. I liked the Tomb Raider reboot. I could go for some news there.
So some DLC for that, I guess.
No, it's gonna be a sequel.
Oh, it's not a new game?
They are working on a sequel.
Oh, I thought they weren't because Square Enix considered it a failure.
I believe they were still working on a sequel.
Oh, okay.
They did like a comic book that goes in between the two games as well.
Oh, okay.
How do they measure success over there? Like, when everything is so terrible, like, what is a success?
The number of fanboys.
That's a good question, Ryan.
I don't even think they know what success is.
Where have they set the bar?
It's Oh, yeah, as of August... the sequel was in development already.
Oh, okay. So some announcement. This is going to be spoilers.
Maybe it's going to be an actual trailer or something. No, because I don't think they would have a trailer after just like 2 months.
It's going to be a teaser.
Something. I don't know. I'm pretty excited though because I liked the reboot.
I just want to see what Uncharted's going to look like.
It's going to look like shit.
Dude, what the fuck? The Saints cannot just... Like, hold on to the fucking ball?
I thought you were pissed at me.
Dude, what the fuck?
The fuck, Dylan? You talking shit about Uncharted? Don't make me come over there.
No, I'm not, because I like Uncharted more than Last of Us.
I'll beat your ass down. With a lick.
Uncharted's actually fun. And
by lick, I mean leak.
Yeah, well, heavy rain, dog.
Even worse.
Heavy rain. Trump car.
Heavy rain. It's good.
You think David Cage will finally, like, give up on his shitty games and just make, like, shitty animated movies?
I don't know. He's probably going to keep getting... Like, I think Beyond sold okay.
Oh, man. That means he's going to try and make another.
Well, he already is.
Oh.
They're making that, like... Sorcerer's thing for PS4.
It's called Heavy Two Souls.
Heavier souls. Heavier Beyond souls. Heavy.
Heavy load.
It's just about obesity called Beyond Heavy.
It's Super Size Me the game.
And you play...
It's just quick time events to stuff food down your throat.
And then you play the tractor driver at the end who has to forklift your ass out of the second story. David Cage, everyone.
David Cage extraordinaire.
Uh-huh.
David Cage, who excels at being French.
Who excels?
Of all the French, he is the most French.
They excel at making creepy fucking games. And not because they're actually good and like have good atmosphere, but because they're fucking creepy to look at. I mean, you remember the prostitute's face in Heavy Rain?
Yeah. Oh.
Ha.
Oh.
Nightmares. It's almost as bad as seeing William Dafoe in your dreams.
I would be so happy.
Out am I?
I'm just gonna, like, I love William Dafoe. I'm just gonna get a tattoo of him on my chest. I just wanna get William Dafoe's full body tattooed on my body.
Does anybody remember what other video game William Dafoe was in?
Is there an answer to this?
Yes, there is, actually.
Yeah, it was Beyond Two Souls.
Close.
Heavy Rain?
No, he was in Everything or Nothing.
What is that?
James Bond.
James Bond?
Oh.
Huh.
He was the villain.
That's cool, I guess.
Dude, oh my god. Willem Dafoe, man.
He was better than that in fucking heavy pain.
Heavy.
Heavy gain. Dicks. Heavy gain. It's just a weightlifting video. Heavy gain. Comes with protein bars.
Brought to you by Kinect.
Smart. You know, actually, David Cage should make his game for the Kinect. Why not?
Because...
Oh, right. Nope. They're not actually talented at making a game, either.
Well, also, like, I don't know, the Kinect, it seems like actually using the Kinect, like, as your main controller is kind of going away.
Yeah, but, I mean,
like your TV.
You might as, if you're complaining about, like, lack of innovation and shit, there you go. Make your make your stupid, like, needle injection, like, actually, they have to do it in front of the camera. And...
Make them cut off their own finger.
Yeah, exactly. Kill yourself on the camera, Kinect. That scene where Ethan, like, hangs himself from the noose, the game comes with the noose.
Oh, no.
Here's your commemorative Ethan Mars noose.
Hey, kids, remember when gaming was all about gameplay? Here's a noose.
Oh, so in not so breaking news that happened 10 hours ago.
Oh.
Telltale tweeted out a picture of Clementine and another character that they say is a familiar character in Walking Dead Season 2, except they changed that character's face with a cat.
Hmm. Huh, there's witchcraft afoot. Clementine is actually a witch.
A cat witch.
No, she's not a cat, she's just a witch.
Sandwich. A delicious, delicious sandwich.
Yes.
In sales number news.
Oh, is this about Mario?
No, it's about consoles. Okay. In the UK. So, Xbox One sold 170K in 2 weeks. PS4 sold 250K in 2 days.
Whoa.
And the Wii U has sold 150,000 to date.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah. In 48 hours, the PS4 beat the Wii U lifetime numbers.
You know, Nintendo just needs to re-release... They need to make the Super Nintendo. Right?
The PS4 is now the fastest selling console in UK history.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
in UK history. They don't know any better.
Oh, no one cares about the UK.
These are all UK numbers.
Yeah, whatever.
No one cares about them.
No one cares about the UK. We broke off from them a while ago, Gabe. Let's try and get off their dick.
Oh, and The Walking Dead Season 2 premiere episode is releasing this month. So that's neat.
I don't care, because I hate The Walking Dead.
But you like adventure games.
Kind of. Where did you get this notion that I really liked adventure games?
I don't know.
Day of the Tentacle is cool, but that...
You like old things. Adventure games are
old. Yeah, I like old platformers and RPGs. You fuck.
Smoke bomb.
I don't get it. Are you trying to get out of here?
I'm already gone.
I've got a connect for you.
Why are you talking?
Gabe, I've got a connect you can use to get out of here. You know, the noose.
Jesus Christ.
All right, did we get any questions? Did we even ask?
No, I got home and I was so frustrated from work that...
He's so frustrated because he's a criminal.
I'm not a criminal.
Microsoft, you know where Gabe lives. He's a flight risk.
I'm an at-risk youth.
Give me his job.
No.
It will happen, because I don't take overtime.
I didn't fucking ask. Fuck it.
All right, so we don't have any questions. I think we should just get on out of here.
Get on out.
Good idea, because I foresee this getting much worse.
Yeah, it's going to get worse if we don't go now. So
let's
let it get worse.
Let's see how dark it gets.
Go to GameOverNation.com, check us out. Hit us up on Twitter at GameOverNation, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. And then that's about it. So this has been episode 109. I am Hanukkah Harden saying goodbye along with Gabe Philbin, who is, I forgot. And,
Boxing Day Dylan. Barkley.
Boxing Day Barkley and LeBronica.
Dylan, I think you should go back to Jolly Jordan because Hanukkah Harden, like, we can't have a holiday crossover.
I know. I put on this picture like 3 days ago.
Yeah, but Jolly Jordan was like, that was like you, man. In high school, you was the man, homie.
Was I?
What the fuck happened to you?
I don't know. Bama lost, so I just don't know what to do.
I'm fed up with this world.
I'm fed up, and the Chargers lost. Where? Can I borrow your copy of Heavy Rain?
Alright. This has been episode 109.
Yep.
109. 109. Of Game Over Nation. And we are out. Holiday Hoops. And we're...
Ho-ho Hoops.
Ho-ho Hoops.
And we're dunking out of here.
I'm gonna dunk the menorah right down the chimney.
Bye.